Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Wideout Wednesday. Jason Avant with us here until 1 o'clock. 215-592-9494. This segment brought to you by Monic. It's football season. Make sure your car is game day ready. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you, Meineke.com. All right, Jason, we got a clinch game on Saturday. Eagles, Commanders, Saturday afternoon, 5 p.m. What do you think about this, Matt? I mean, it's amazing how much changed in a year, right? Like, last year we were playing this team in the title game. Now they're a shell of that team, four wins. But it still is a division game. And I actually think Mariota's played better than at least I thought he would coming in for – if you told me Jaden Daniels was out, I'd say their offense is dead. He's played a little bit better than I thought, but their defense is pretty bad. What's your thought on the overall Commanders right now as we head into the game?
They've just been hurt, right? So they've been hurt. They lost their quarterback. They hadn't played with their complement of receivers. They lost Marshawn Lattimore for the entire season. They've lost pretty much a lion's share of, you know – their team for some portion of the season. So they hadn't played up. But yes, Mariota's a veteran. Like, and that's what you get as you get, you know, older, you make less mistakes, and they're going to have, you know, a working offense. It won't be a dynamic offense, but when you have Terry McLaurin back, you have Deebo Samuel back, you have Kroski Merritt, and these guys, they did a really good job against the Giants. The defense is still struggling, but they still have the names, and they have the ability to do it. So up front, you still have Payne that's playing, you have Von Miller that's playing, you have, you know, Luvu that's playing, and he plays outstanding against us every time we play them. Frankie Luvu balls. So we'll see what the Commanders will do against us. I will say this, is that what we see on tape is totally different from the way they're going to play us. Because, like you said early in the break, Dan Quinn was with the Cowboys. He knows Jalen Hurts, knows this offense, and these players know how to be successful. And I know if Eagles fans don't want to hear this, and I'm not saying that the Eagles are going to lose to the Commanders, but we can't just put it out of our mind, because the Eagles have lost one game to every division opponent thus far.
Yeah, and they lost.
We've got some bad people in our division,
and they lost on the road both those times in New York, in Dallas. He hasn't said it out loud. I have sensed all week. Hugh Douglas thinks this one's going to be more of a challenge than other people do.
No, because
you think it's going to be a challenge?
Yes, because I'm curious to ask Jason.
I can feel when Hugh thinks we got a tough one coming.
No, because Jason's been a part of this, and we've been a part of this. But Jason, tell me, what do you think when you play a division opponents? What do you remember about the division opponents? Because I remember, no matter what the record was, you always got their best fight.
Yeah, that's how it is in the division. No one cares about the records, and remember that every team has NFL talent, and when a team knows you. And they know your in and outs. They know everything about your offensive coordinators, what you like to do. Their chances of staying close in the ball game is very high. And guess what happens when in that situation? Anything can happen, right? A guy gets a strip sack at the most, you know,
inopportune time.
Whatever it may be, right? Yeah. So that those things can happen, and what a division opponent usually guarantees that the game is usually going to be close until the fourth quarter at some point.
Yeah, and Eagle, injuries is the, like you said, is the biggest thing. It's just amazing how it's changed in 1 year. I mean, 1 year ago, Hugh, we're getting ready for an NFC Championship game against this team, and now they're 4-10.
Now we're in survival mode.
Well, we're in survival
mode.
They're
back. We're trying to figure it out. But I tell you what, one thing that I do know for a fact is they're going to try to play spoiler. There's no doubt in my mind when they talk about everything, when they look at those standings and they watch SportsCenter, because another thing I can guarantee you, everybody and their mama that plays football has SportsCenter on when you're in the locker room. That has been a staple since I can remember. Mm. So it's funny when you talk about people saying they don't hear this, that, and the third. You might not hear it, but you see it because it's on the television. Mm-hmm. It's on the ticker. You see it because if everywhere you walk in the building, there's TVs.
Right.
There's TVs
mm-hmm.
all over the place. Yeah. So my point is this. The Commodores are looking at this and they're like, huh, the Eagles haven't clinched the division yet. They're going to try to clinch it this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We're not playing for anything, but I'm going to try to make it hard for you to get what you want because we know you got between us, you got that game sandwich with the Buffalo Bills. If we give you an L and they give you an L, you're in a bad spot.
Well, the Eagles would probably have to win the last game of the season
against the
Commanders. Yeah.
Against the Commanders, yeah. And the Commanders on defense pretty much have the same defense, but they do have some injury. Jonathan Jones, they got from the Patriots, injured. Mm. Marshawn Lattimore, injured. Eddie Goldman, who they got from the Falcons, defensive tackle that was brought to stop the run, injured, right? So you have these guys that are injured. And then Javon Kinlaw, a guy that they paid money to come down. He hadn't held up against the run the way that they anticipated. And then you have a lot of old guys. You got Bobby Wagner out there who's declining a little
That's
bit.
Crazy.
You have they're getting
older.
Then
you
have Von Miller out there that's a situational pass rusher, just not the same player. So they have names, but the game is kind of passing them by as well with injuries and the game, them being older.
So how would you attack them? Because you look at the numbers, they're pretty much, they're bad against everything, right? They're not a good defense. Is this the kind of game where you try to build off the passing we saw on Sunday against the Raiders? Or is it, hey, let's run the ball and do what we did on Sunday against Las Vegas, do it again to this team?
Well, the Commanders have Achilles heel the last few years against the Eagles have been able to stop the run.
Yeah.
So I think everything starts at trying to run the ball against this team. This team is toward the end of the league when it comes to stopping the run. But you do have some shots outside. You got Mikey Samuels still, who's a nickel corner playing outside, and he hadn't held up the same as he did last year. You got Jonathan Jones, who's hurt. So you got Antonio Hamilton coming in, number 34, who was attacked at length against the Giants. So I think the Eagles should attack him more. And so you have some matchups that you can win on the outside with them having backups. So run the ball and take your shots. And the Eagles are a totally different team when they hit shots outside.
Yes.
Totally different team because Jalen, that's a throw that you don't have to read the defense. You don't have to worry about coverage. You don't have to worry about guys blitzing. You can just pop it up to the outside. When they give you those one-on-one opportunities, can we hit that play? That'll be the thing.
And when he has time on those, he's very good at them. I mean, his accuracy. I mean, that throw to Devontae was awesome.
No, it was lovely.
Yeah.
Especially when the wind was thrown in there. I mean, that wind on Sunday was no joke. When he hit the 43-yard, I was like, man, that's a good throw.
I always say that play was made by A.J. A.J.'s success over the last few weeks. The safety that was supposed to be in the middle of the field refused to acknowledge Devontae Smith, and Jalen was able to make
it. So it opened it up for Devontae.
It opened him up because he was supposed to be in the middle of the field. He just stayed there looking at A.J. And A.J. broke in, and he's the middle of the field safety, and he broke on it. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? But he was focused on A.J. Brown.
Yep. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Jason Avant with us here, Wideout Wednesday. Terrence in Springfield is up on WIP. Hey, Terrence.
Terrence.
Huge old Kyle and Jason, what's up, man?
Chilling, Terrence, bro. What's up, buddy?
All right, guys. Everybody got pumped the brakes talking about our offense is better than our Rams right now. Now, in a couple weeks.
It was mostly Elliott, yeah.
Yeah, I heard my man ESP, man. But in a couple of weeks, do we got a chance of being near that level or getting better to that level? Yes. And like everyone said, yes, on paper, we might have the stars and all that, but we haven't been playing up to our expectations right now. And for the Rams, like right now, I can say this. Right now, every time we have played them, yes, Sirianni has had the best of Sean McVay. Yes, Vic Fangio has had the best of Sean McVay's offense. But that could be a mental edge for us going into facing them. But right now, they're head over heels, the best offense in the league, and overall the best team in the league. Now, do the best offense always win the Super Bowl? No. Do the best quarterback that throws for the most yards and the most touchdowns always win the Super Bowl? No. So we could kind of use that as fuel to get better. And Jalen, these next couple of games, work on the offense, work on the reps of getting with these receivers, getting back playing complimentary football, and with Saquon Barkley running the ball and getting more under center like we saw in the last game. We know it was the Raiders, but like you guys said and Jason said, it was a start of getting his offense back on course of where we need to be heading toward the playoffs. And that's what we need to be, guys, because I know Jalen Hurts, I call him, you got to play that cut, I call him Martin Luther Hurts. Because when he starts saying those cliches, man, he sounds like Martin Luther King. Like, Jalen, this come and answer the question, bro, and answer to the best of your ability. You don't got to give all these cliches and all this Martin Luther King speech stuff. Just come in there and handle what you guys can handle, because if the Eagles, if they can win these couple games, and if they beat Buffalo, that will get me back and believing in this team. If they have a good offensive performance against Buffalo, that would get me back on course with this team, that we can go back. Because right now, like I told you before the other day, Joe, in the AFC, we have young quarterbacks. Besides Josh Allen, you have two young quarterbacks. And in the NFC, besides Stafford, the other quarterbacks aren't proven. So the Eagles do have the mental edge over these other teams that they can use that as their advantage heading into these playoffs.
Well, and they're going to be one, and Terrence, we appreciate the phone call. They're going to be one of the more battle-tested teams entering the playoffs. All right, Jason, let's unpack the NFC for a little bit here, right? What they're dealing with. We talked about the Rams. After the Rams, who for you is the next team? Is it the Eagles, or is it, you know, someone? Because it feels like there's a changing of the guard in the NFC, right? The Bears are coming out of nowhere, and they're playing Saturday against the Packers for potentially to put themselves in position to win the North. Seattle has had a very good year, but there's also these questions because Darnold got to play one playoff game last year and did not play well. When you look at the NFC, it's Rams one, and then how do you view
the
this
Bears?
Guy? The Bears.
You can't, like, the way the Bears beat the hell out of us here at our house and ran the ball and football down our throat, let everyone know that Jalen Carter was hurt, right?
So they did, yeah.
Right? So, like, the way the Bears dominated that football game, because that game could have literally been 45 to a very little, right? So the Bears, to me, is the second best team. And then you have to – the Packers without Micah Parsons is a different ball.
It's a major injury.
It's a different team.
Because well, they're last year's team, which – and that Packers team wasn't that great.
Well, yeah, and you don't know – and they're like us in this sense, is that when they hit shots, it's a totally different team. When they hit shots and their receivers catch the ball, they're a really good team when their receivers catch the ball. They just don't catch the ball enough. And so Seattle.
I was about to ask you about that.
You buy? Do you buy them? They're this good? I mean, their record is. I mean, they're 11-3.
I buy Seattle. I buy Seattle's defense and their ability to rush the passer, and I buy Jackson Smith and Jigba. I buy him because I know what type of route runner he is, and there's not going to be a guy in this league that's going to cover him one on one. So when you have a guy like that, you always got a shot. And so Darnold, yeah, will he have to prove himself? Of course, but their overall team is a good team.
All right, let me ask you about one team that I don't think we've talked a lot about this season, but if you look at the way the NFC is set up right now, it might be the most likely opponent for the Eagles in the first round. That's the San Francisco 49ers. So banged up on defense, right? Fred Warner gone, Nick Bosa gone, yet they keep winning.
Elite coach.
That's I feel, and I know Ben Johnson did a great job and Vrabel's done a great job. I think Shanahan should be the coach of the year. I don't know how they're 10-4 with all the injuries. What do you see when you watch them?
Well, you see a well-coached team and a guy that can get most quarterbacks in the league. He can get them to play well.
Yep.
No matter if it's a backup, if it's a starter, whoever it is, you still got a shot. And so with their offense, they're gonna run that zone, and it's going to be tough to do it, and they're going to run play action off of it, and they just create throwing lanes just because the way they play, right? They're going to be under their center stretching it, and then when they have play action, it's built for it. Most of the passing offenses have stolen a lot of what Shanahan does. Like most of the league, like when it comes to their play action game, it comes from his coaching tree or his play design, which is kind of Marty Schottenheimer, but it comes from that realm of thought.
Hugh, what do you think about the Niners? We haven't spoken much about them. Earlier in the season, when they lost Bosa and Warner, we were like, it's not their year.
Then they got your boy.
Bryce Huff.
Bryce Huff.
Well, that's your boy. That's your guy.
Yeah. He's actually playing well.
No, he's playing extremely well. Try to tell Jordan that he can play.
You said he was going to break the sack record here.
I did.
Oh, dang.
I said that.
You said that?
It was a bold prediction.
It was a bold prediction. It was a bold prediction.
Yeah, we let him off the hook for that one, yeah.
But when I look at San Fran, I think about the last time when we played them here. Where they played us here and, you know, what happened then. You're right, they're not up at full strength, but I think they can still be formidable. You know, when you talk about some of the different plays that they can design, and a lot of people, I think we talked about it last week, a lot of teams now are running that Todd Bowles defense. And I think that they're probably Robert Salah's out there. So they're going to try to run that. They're going to try to confuse you as much as they possibly can, make Jalen hold on to the football.
Yeah,
I remember a really bad loss we had up against Salah's defense up at the
Jets. Zach Wilson was the quarterback.
Zach Wilson's quarterback. Really bad loss.
Ugly.
Really bad loss.
He's a smart dude, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Defense balled in that game, and Huff was probably a big reason. Their linebacker, and they picked Jalen off, I want to say, 3 or 4 times.
And they got him at the end. They had the Eagles had a chance to win. Yeah,
they got him at the end.
That's like one of the lost games of the Eagles the last few years. They win so much. That was a bad loss.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that was Salah's defense.
Yeah. If you asked me right now to guess, like just to pick who they're going to play in the first round, I think the Niners are probably the most likely opponent. It'd be a really interesting matchup. All right, let's play a cut from Jalen here. We were talking earlier about under center and the way the offense looked on Sunday. Here's Hurts talking about what they did against the Raiders.
Now that it's relatively late in the regular season, and wanted to check in with you about Scott Leffler, what he's meant to you. You've done some different things under center. We talked about how has that sort of grown over the season?
I don't know that that's necessarily because of Scott that we've been under center. I just think overall coaching points and the value he's brought, the perspective he's brought. I mean, the knowledge of the game, a lot of wisdom in the game. He's coached the best of them. He's been around it. He's called games before. So just his perspective has been very valuable for me. And his process and structured way of thinking has been very influential. So hopefully we can keep him around.
You spoke about him recently, Jason. You know him from back in Michigan. Yeah. That's the most extensively, I think, Jalen was ever asked about Scott specifically this season. And obviously you could tell he values him as a coach.
Yeah, Scotty knows the quarterback position. He's very quarterback friendly. He's been around every type of offense and every type of quarterback. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that him and Jalen have a really, really good relationship. And he's a mild-mannered coach, not a big rah-rah coach. He's about execution and what did you see and why you made that decision. And he's going to work with Jalen as much as Jalen wants to work. That dude, Leffler, his staff meeting was at 7. Mm. He was working out the quarterbacks at 5. When the quarterback said, hey, I want extra work, he would get up and do that for that quarterback. He'd do whatever it takes in order to get him better.
So as much as he applies himself, he'll apply right with him.
Yeah.
I like that. I do. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. James in Virginia is up on WIP. Hey, James.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Happy holidays.
What's up, James?
I just want to say, Jason, hey, what's good? I just want to say one to Jason. I appreciate you giving honest feedback. I really am sort of discouraged by this team's performance. They haven't put together a solid, consistent back-to-back offensive performance all year long. And what it will require to repeat as champions is to run the ball in the playoffs, because the pass game, they take that away from you. And this team hasn't demonstrated the ability to do that or to mitigate that in the passing game. And the biggest fear I have is at the end of the year, Howie Roseman is going to come back and say, we're keeping Petullo because the hard part is behind us and we don't want to keep changing coordinators. So we're potentially going to suffer through this again. And the truth is, you can make an argument that is, you know, the hard part is behind us. He's got his rookie year Petullo behind him, so now he knows Jalen a little bit better. And next year will be different. But I don't buy that. This team needs to get younger on the offensive line, And Jalen is flawed, and we need an experienced OC that can work with him and make him more effective in reading defenses.
Well, James, your point is one. It feels like it's like it's what do you want, right? Because we talk every year, Jason, about Jalen never has continuity with the offensive coordinator. But if we have one people don't love, they want to get him out of here. So, James, I hear you.
There's no winning.
It's a lose-lose. You can't win it, right? If you bring Petullo back, people are annoyed. But if you don't bring him back, I can already hear it next September. Joe, relax. It's a new coordinator for the 11th time in a row. James, I wouldn't be surprised if Petullo's back. I mean, it's Sirianni's guy, and they might want continuity here.
And that's what makes me nervous, because then that means we're sacrificing this year.
This year is what it is. I mean, this year is we're in week 16
exactly.
now. Yeah.
Exactly. But this year isn't over. We still – listen, the teams that are in the NFC, there's no reason why on any given Sunday, if we do what we're capable of, we can't beat those teams. But if – where we are is we don't have an offense that's operating the way it should be effectively, especially in the run game, which is the most important part of getting playoff wins.
So here's my argument for people, and I'm going to sound like a Kevin Petullo apologist.
Go for it,
right? Kevin Petullo is not the structurer or the run game coordinator. That's Jeff Stoutland, right? So the run game is not always his responsibility. The play calling and the sequencing still even goes through Stoutland on the mic. Hey, you good with this 94 counter? Yeah, I'm good with that. So they have communication with that. When it comes to the play calling. Now, is it Petullo's fault that quarterback throws the ball to the other team four times when there's people that we can look at on film and say that guy is wide open? Is it Petullo's fault that Dallas Goedert has a layup in the end zone and he drops it? Is it Petullo? Like, those are the things that you got to say. And yes, he's a young offensive coordinator that's going to have his lumps. And when the team made the decision to have him as offensive coordinator, they already knew that it would be a growth process. And I believe that the season has been more on the players not being or not playing up to their caliber than it has been the offensive coordinator. Now, this offensive coordinator, is he free? No, he isn't, because there's times where there's same plays and the team defense can decipher those plays, but the players have to play so much better. And that's the bottom line. The players have to play better. There's winning plays that I see on film. Can the players get to the right man or make their block? And they haven't been doing that.
Last point. The flaw in your argument, Jason, is when Brian Johnson was here, he didn't get a chance to develop. Now, all of a sudden, Kevin Petullo, we're making excuses for him, and we got to give him a chance to develop. Well, Brian Johnson was close to Jalen Hurts. They had a relationship. Why didn't he get a chance to develop?
Well, let's say this, and we don't know the inner workings, but from what I see on the tape is that Nick is willing to stand in the, just say, you know what, I'm going to just fight for Kevin Petullo, because on tape, there's guys open on pretty much each play.
Right.
Now, with Brian Johnson in that 2023, it got to a point where the offense couldn't do anything toward the end of the year, and it was for multiple games. And you don't know the friction or if there was turmoil, if those guys were agreeable or not. We don't know the inner workings of that. I don't know Kevin Petullo. What I'm saying is, on tape, Kevin Petullo, even though the offense can be stagnant,
you see the design of the plays.
I see there's opportunity.
Yeah. And you know what else is funny? Because we always talk about, and I'm just curious, James, because we always talk about Jalen not having continuity. But where is Jalen culpable in all of this? You know what I mean? Like, we're quick to blame other people. And not saying it's all Jalen's fault, but it's kind of odd to me that he gets no blame, like, in any of this. It just feels like, especially from the fan base.
There are signs that lets me know that a part of the changing of the part of the coordinator's like plight is that Jalen isn't the best at getting new information. That's what I'm seeing on the field. Right. So if you mess up simple reads, it's going to be hard for offensive coordinator to trust you with something complex. And so, yeah, you can get a guy that can have him be successful with 50% of his offense, or you can say, you know what, let me get a guy in here that's going to open it up and have Jalen come up to that standard. And I think that's what Nick Sirianni, the ownership and the offense coordinator is doing. They're trying to get Jalen to that 100%.
Yeah, and James, good phone. I mean, and also not everyone is in a vacuum, right? Like, it's not all the same. So he's right. They didn't give Brian Johnson a chance to develop. He's down in Washington now, and he's helped Jaden Daniels, or at least he did last year. Maybe this time they take a different approach, but they say we need to find continuity. We thought Petula did some good things. Maybe he stays. Or maybe they have a new guy within 6 or 7 weeks. We shall find out. Jason, we appreciate you hopping in. Another fun week, and hopefully we're clinching the division on Saturday.
I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully we get this dub. And we're resting our players.
That's right. Let's do it. All right. There he is. Jason Avant. Wideout Wednesday with Jason Avant was brought to you by Walnut Street Smiles and Chestnut Dental Studio, part of the Dudat Dental Group, official dentist of the Philadelphia Eagles. All right. Your chance to get in here. 215-592-9494 on the Eagles. And if you're frustrated like I am with the Phillies offseason so far, we'll get to all that. Plus, we do have a chance for you to enter for a prize. 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. That's the contest line. Caller number one plays Kiss the Baby with us next. We eliminate another team for postseason contention right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, you can't expect to handle a long drive if you're starting every morning in bad field position. And worn out mattresses will do that to you fast. Lucky for you, the Mattress Warehouse semi-annual warehouse clearance event is happening right now with warehouse-wide savings up to 6%. That's up to $800 off top brand names we all know and love. And you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. With queen mattresses starting at $179.99, Mattress Warehouse has a mattress for everybody and every budget, whether you're upgrading your own setup or getting ready for house guests. You know, it's the holidays and everything, so you know how that goes. Let Mattress Warehouse exclusive bed match diagnostic system take the guesswork out of choosing your mattress. You'll find the perfect fit backed by 100% comfort guarantee plus 0% interest financing, free next day delivery, and the Mattress Warehouse signature 1-year lowest price guarantee. Take it from me. Why shop anywhere else? Visit MattressWarehouse.com for a location near you. MattressWarehouse.com. MattressWarehouse.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.